Proclamation number 4453 of 6th of October, 1948. Supernatural powers. Transmission from the spiritual realm. Supernatural forces are at work where the transmission of the divine word to an earthly human being takes place, for the human being in himself achieves something that he cannot do on his own. An ability emerges that can only be explained by the extraordinary working of unknown forces. If one does not want to accept the latter and assume a purely natural ability, then the ability would also have to be found in other people. Otherwise it remains something extraordinary that must have its reason. And therefore the assumption is justified that forces are at work which the human being does not know, if he is not yet penetrated into the area of spiritual transmission. Both worlds face each other. The spiritual kingdom builds a bridge to the earthly world. Invisible forces unite with people on earth and mentally communicate with the latter in such a way that the thoughts can be recorded and also passed on to fellow human beings. And the thoughts are formed teachings which contain comprehensive knowledge. Hence a transmission of truthful knowledge takes place which can never be presented by people in such detail and to such an extent. Thus it is to originate from beings which are exceedingly wise and able to carry out a teaching activity. These beings are only supernatural insofar as they dwell outside of earth, to be more precise, outside of earthly creations, but otherwise they are beings of highest perfection which have discarded their physical cover and entered the spiritual kingdom. These beings try to communicate with people and share their abundant knowledge with them in the realization that knowledge makes people happy and that people on earth lack it. In their love they want to make people happy and lead them to perfection, and that is why they use every opportunity to reveal themselves to people if they make a revelation from the spiritual kingdom possible through their will. Then all barriers between the earthly and the spiritual world will fall, then the spiritual beings will draw people into their realm, the human being's soul will detach itself from earth, it will flee from the body and accept instructions from the spiritual kingdom. The supersensible forces express themselves and the human being's soul is able to receive these expressions. It is able to hear the thoughts of the beings of light as words within itself. The words do not remain without impression. They imprint themselves on the soul and the soul takes them back to earth with it. It transmits what it has received to the intellect, and the human being as such is now able to process the spiritual knowledge received from the soul intellectually and to keep it as spiritual property. And so that people have a clear sign of this working of spiritual strength, it is possible for the receiving person to write down the spiritual wealth, thus to provide visible evidence of the connection with the spiritual kingdom. Otherwise his spiritual material could be regarded as his own imagination and the transmission which took place as the imagination of humanity. The human being can always recognize it if only he wants to, yet no compulsion is imposed on his will. But blessed is he who recognizes divine working in every spiritual transmission, for he will derive great benefit from it for his soul, which the beings of light want to help everyone achieve. Amen.